Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal? Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomena? Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe. You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own. On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the fold to alter the course of human history. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal.
Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/alien.
Throughout the world, there are places that have long been thought to be the entrances to the underworld. Openings that link the mortal world to the terrifying domains of demons and devils. In Fengdu, China, it's rumored that two court officials during the Han Dynasty had forsaken their posts to seek eternal life, and their city became a gateway to the afterlife. In Iceland, the prison of Judas is said to be Mount Hekla after its eruption in 1104 AD, and that the birds that seemed to flock to its eruptions were actually souls of the damned. In ancient Rome, an area where one could broker deals with the gods and speak with the dead, were often referred to as a mundus, and one of these was a pit near the very heart of Rome known as Lacus Curtius. Throughout the world, there are places that have long been thought to be entrances to the underworld. Openings that link the mortal world to the terrifying domains of demons and devils. In Fengdu, China, it's rumored that two court officials during the Han Dynasty had forsaken their posts to seek eternal life, and their city became a gateway to the afterlife. In Iceland, the prison of Judas is said to be Mount Hekla after its eruption in 1104 AD, and that the birds that seemed to flock to its eruptions were actually souls of the damned. In ancient Rome, an area where one could broker deals with gods and speak with the dead were often referred to as a mundus, and one of these was a pit near the very heart of Rome, known as Lacus Curtius. Not far from the modern-day city of Prague in the Czech Republic sits one of these legendary gateways, a place where winged demons were said to take to the skies in search of victims during the night. A place so demonic that it could only be sealed with the construction of an entire castle directly on top of it. This case file, the theorists check all the boxes for a demonic haunting in Huska Castle.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 164, the Huska Castle. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
No, I'm Andrew.
I turned your mic on right for a loud burp right at the start of that stream. It's perfect. Direct shot.
Also, first off, we have to give kudos to Daniel, our resident maester, for being here today. In his quest to gain even more power, he's had to sell his appendix
on the black market.
On the black market.
Here's a little something. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but the good maester actually removed it himself.
Yeah.
Wasn't sedated, was fucking conscious the entire time.
He didn't want to put a further strain on the American medical system because of the coronavirus. So he decided to do his operation at home with a hot knife, and that's it.
Yep. I had to make room for more data storage. So,
yeah.
In all seriousness, though, Dan, you're an absolute trooper for even being on tonight.
I'd be done for a month.
Yeah. The rest of us, for me, for the at least show a would month. Be canceled for 2 months if any one of us got the surgery.
100%.
Yeah. It was a super fun experience. Don't want to ever do it again.
Would you recommend it?
You only have one.
One star. Would not recommend. Don't get your appendix inflamed. Don't do it. Don't do it, kids.
So Dan.
Appendectomies are no fun.
Dan survived his appendectomy and he's here 2 days later.
And is it possible? Is it possible that they found out he was getting too close to the truth about the Huska Castle? So the powers that be.
Huska? Is it? Is Huska?
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 Huska? Huska?
Huska?
Huska?
Huska?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, haunted case we're getting into tonight. You know, it's one of the many portals to hell. I wish we could have added some like cool reverb in real time when I said that. Maybe
what do you think we
maybe
are? One of those like professional podcasts?
If you gave me a heads up, we might have been able to do it, but
yeah, we'll do it in post.
We'll do it in post.
let's get into it. Where is this thing?
Huska or Huska Castle is probably one of the, well, I think we say this about every single haunted place, but is one of the most haunted places on Earth, or is claimed to be one of the most haunted places on Earth. Even though I swear we say that about every single haunted place that we say that we talk about.
Dude, 100%. We do say that, but also this one, anytime you're referred to as a portal to hell in some fashion, you got to be up there in the world's most haunted places.
I feel like we've said portal to hell a while, though. We've said portal to hell a couple times.
Well, I got a theory on the portal to hell, why it keeps changing. I'll get to that a little bit later. But yes, this place is a portal to hell. One of the many we're going to talk about in the future of the alien theorists.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to visit, Huska Castle is located currently in the Czech Republic. It hasn't moved.
It might.
Czech Republic's still there. It's not Czechoslovakia anymore.
Nope.
Is what is currently, I mean, yeah. Anyways, so it's a little bit northwest of Prague. It's actually pretty nice from what I understand. It's a pretty nice scenic drive to drive up there. It's a nice day trip. It's a pretty nice looking place. This castle, it is actually in a castle that was constructed in sometime around the second half of the 13th century. And most historians will probably tell you that it was probably under the orders of the Bohemian ruler Ottokar II of Bohemia. And if you don't know what Bohemia is kind of the region. The Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia has gone through that region. That Slavic region has gone through so many different name changes and stuff since the Austro-Hungarian Empire all the way back to the Roman Empire. If you want a cool history lesson, sit down and watch a course about the Slavic nations and all that shit.
So is that, my question is now, did you get your appendix removed to replace it with information about this case?
Yes, I actually put the entire history of Slavic nations where my appendix was. And now I am a Slavic expert.
That makes sense.
It's actually like removable storage, so I can reach in, I can pull out, and I can kind of plug back in whatever I want.
That sounds painful, but interesting.
Practical.
Yeah.
Knowledge is worth the pain.
I mean, I should be an expert in the Slavic nations because that's where my family is from. My last name actually means man of steel.
I don't believe you.
I think it means potato man.
No. In Czech.
Man of starch.
Man
now,
of
who
steel.
Who told you that? Is that something your dad told you? Is that?
No. Even better. When I was in, I went there for hockey, when I was playing hockey way back in the day, Czech Republic, last name Zelznik. The translator was like, your name means man of steel.
he was fucking with you.
She was not fucking with
me. I think it was man of starch, and his English was just bad.
Man of white bread.
That's gold.
I like that, but no, I'm telling you, look it up. I should be an expert, but I am definitely not.
I mean, you want to know what it is you've been around long enough to create your own fucking last name.
Yeah.
And you made it that.
You think this is a portal to hell? I opened it.
Fucking portal to Zell, more like.
It is probably one of the most well-preserved castles from the period that it was built. It was built originally in like the late Gothic style. It's recognized for its some of its most notable features, which include a Gothic chapel, which has some weird stuff about it that we'll definitely get into later. There's a lot of paintings in there. There's also what I understand is an outstanding knight's drawing room, which is lots of crayons and painting materials and things like that, I suppose.
Yeah.
I had to look up what a drawing room was because I didn't know what it was. I've heard the people talk about drawing rooms. I've watched enough BBC dramas to be like, let's just go to the drawing room. And I've never really known what it was for. I thought it was for map drawing.
In light, what is it for?
Yeah, it's
it comes from the word withdraw, from the withdraw to withdraw. So it's more of a withdrawing room. So when you want more privacy, or you want to talk or something like that, you go to the drawing room.
I thought I was picturing some fucking pompous aristocrat being like, come to my drawing room.
Yes, quite.
Have a look at my sketches here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought it was too. It's not, definitely not. This castle is not only strange in the, you know, the whole hellhole moniker that it has had over the years, over the centuries, actually. But besides that, it's actually got a lot of strange features that you won't find that go with many other castles or fortifications of the same, you know, the same type. So Hoska Castle is built with very little fortifications. There are no fortifications on the outside. There is some explanation for that. There is some historians put forth that, you know, while there's no fortifications there now, they were originally there and they were taken down later under the order of Emperor Ferdinand, because there was a whole thing about castles needed to be more approachable and more, you know, in case there was a rebellion.
They were for everyone. Castles were for everyone.
They were for everyone. They weren't just to plug up a hole to hell.
This is a gender-neutral castle, okay?
So
everybody's welcome.
Didn't they say this castle, though, was originally a lot different than how it currently looks? Like, it's been quite updated. And they say that maybe even there was fortifications that faced inwards?
There is. It has definitely been renovated since they built it. It began, like I said, built in the late Gothic style, but then it was upgraded during the Renaissance to a more Renaissance, more modern style.
Right.
I think after that, it didn't really change all that much, except to fall into disrepair. But the thing is, it's not so much about the construction of the actual buildings, but like where they put it,
placement,
the where they placed it is even more strange, and it raises a lot of questions, because this castle is built near no sources of water. It has no kitchen. It's not near any major trade routes. It's has no record of really having any occupants in it after it was first built for a long period of time. So there, a lot of historians and you know, you go into research this castle and there's a lot of questions, because you're like, well, why did they build this? One of the explanations offered is that this was built as like an administration house. But even if you're going to do that, like build an administration house, wouldn't you put it near
accessible
something?
It would seem if you're going to put it out in the, like away from your town, or like out of the way of the trade route, it'd be like a defense tower, but it doesn't seem like it is. No water.
Right. It's in the middle of nowhere, essentially.
I
I feel like some rich guy hired the wrong architect for this fucking castle. And like, what the fuck, man?
And it's in like thick woods, like thick brush. Like it's surrounded by forest.
I feel like all woods in Europe too are all haunted because there's so much history of people getting murdered there in the thousands of different wars that.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be wrong in assuming that. I would be like, yeah, you'd probably be right. And if you probably asked any European, I feel like if you walked up to a Czech person on the street and you asked like, hey, is this place haunted? They'd be like, probably.
I mean, like to kind of touch on what Zell was saying too, though, but like that's the vibe I get from this fucking castle right off the bat from what we're talking about. It's like it was built so people wouldn't visit it. You know what I mean? It was built for people not to be able to stay there long term. It's almost like it was built to contain something.
It was purposely, you know what I mean, built out of the way in somewhere where you would not expect such a building, especially for that time. Like we're talking like it was not easy to build. Like if you're all manual labor to build like a castle, like, I mean, this is not like the biggest castle in the world, but it still would take quite like it would be a project. It was probably built over like do they know how long it was built over? Like, it's probably 20, 25, 30 years.
Yeah, it's going to take you a good chunk of time. It's probably going to take you probably 10. I would figure like 10, 15 years. You don't have motorized machinery and stuff like that. Getting the people out there, you know, having to
quarry in the stone,
whatever's going on.
And how old do they think this castle is? It's like from the maybe 1300s, but could possibly be even earlier. They're not quite sure.
Well, second half of the 13th century, like 1200s, like
1200s.
Hey, worth like 800 years.
1253.
Almost 800 years. This thing's been kicking there.
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods.
Middle of the woods.
It's one of the oldest. It's like one of the oldest castles in.
Get to that.
For sure.
Now, and Zell kind of touched on it. Is one of the things that makes this very interesting is that, you know, one of the interesting things is all the fortifications seem to be facing inward as if to keep something in rather than, you know, to keep something out. Even the windows have like walls. They're essentially like fake windows for show. They have walls behind them.
Yeah, there's a couple videos of people visiting the castle now, and they show that possibly the fortifications facing inward and some of the windows, as Brain said, walls behind it. So like a decorative window in a stone wall
on a stone castle. Yeah.
So, I mean, the lore is, let's go with the first piece of lore, that this was built over we're calling it a portal to hell now, but back then a pit that expelled creatures, demonic looking creatures, pretty much is what one of the theories is.
Yeah. One of the longest held legends about Huska Castle is that where it's located was originally a large hole in the ground, which was known among the locals and the people who had settled that area to be a gateway or the gateway to hell. And it was said that the hole was so deep that no one could reach the bottom of it. There's lots of stories from that time period and from that area about these creatures coming out of this hellhole or hell mouth or whatever. If you're a fan of Buffy, sure. You know, you have these half animal, half man creatures emerging from it. It's like some kind of hybrid creatures.
Creatures with giant black wings that they describe, like sound like fucking Goliath from fucking Gargoyles. Yeah, man. Like badass.
Yeah, but gargoyles are good.
Some like headless some black gargoyles. Horse.
Actually, technically, fun fact, technically those gargoyles would be known as grotesques because you have to, in order to be a gargoyle, it has to actually spout water.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Oh, really?
See? That's what happens when you lose your appendix and replace it with information. You know, stuff
you know, like weird shit like that.
Yeah. How about the headless horse though? That was fucking creepy. It's like a reverse Godfather.
Like, yeah, just running around. Like these village people were obviously spooked by this and these stories ran wild. And we know what like a little bit of fear can do in this kind of time. We've talked about it in other kind of, you know, even more recently with the vampire pandemic and all that kind of stuff. So we know pandemic. That like, when this shit, what do we?
This was a lot, but quite a bit.
This is a lot before.
Pandemic
so you think
is even better.
1600s. This is the 1200s.
Yeah. So this, you know, people are, you know, if they're thinking the woods are a scary place on the best of day in 2020, still scary.
Yep.
Now, if you're seeing fucking winged beasts and shit that you don't know or, and don't have any like grounded knowledge of like what this could be, this would be fucking terrifying. Like you'd be, don't go in the woods alone. You're like David, this is David Paulides would be in his heyday. This day and age.
I mean, it's
right? Like, don't go by the hole. Don't go in the woods. Stay in your house.
It's a good theory. If so, there's this portal to hell or whatever type of place you want to call a place where demonic figures come pouring out. They're ravaging the countryside. You're one of the unlucky ones to find it, or maybe the lucky one. You find the portal to hell and you see like one of these creatures emerge. You get back to the village like, hey, I know how we can stop.
Get those fucking pitchforks and those torches and let's storm this motherfucking castle.
It, you know what, though? It could have even been a political promise at the time of someone like, what are we going to do about this hole? Like, someone's got to do it. Like, hey, listen, I'm ruling. I will build a fortification over it. If this is causing an issue and this is, you know, it gets that high up, you know, from people saying they're seeing this, village people is going missing, going crazy, seeing demons. And then, you know what I mean? Like, these are people are believing this shit back then. So they're like, well, we got to seal this up.
Fuck building a wall. We're building a fucking castle. All right.
Yeah, we got to build a castle.
Contain this shit.
I mean, it's a portal to hell, but maybe because we've talked about on ATT Confidential, another deep, infinite hole, Mel's hole, that seemed to, I mean, so maybe these aren't just, I mean, Mel's hole, we can't find it now, but maybe
Zell's hole.
Fun fact is I actually ventured out of this hole about 795 years ago, and I was the last man to climb out.
Scaring Tyne folk.
Yeah, well, if you think of the creatures that were seen there, were humanoid figures with bat-like wings, vampires.
So you're saying you're the man from the notorious prisoner story that they like to tell about this Huska Castle's hellhole?
Yeah, so before they built the castle, I guess, what's the story that they would take prisoners? They lowered one prisoner into the hole. He was a young man, and then when he entered the hole just for moments, and they pulled him back out, he had white hair. He'd aged 30 years.
Well, they started lowering him in, and he like instantly started hysterically fucking screaming
as soon as he was out of view.
Yeah, like
now what's a like? Okay, and I gave this one a lot of thought because I was like, first of all, the first thing that came to my mind is this is what 1200 AD. The 1200s, 1300s, when they're lowering this?
Yeah, 1250, 1253 maybe.
What's the average lifespan of someone in that time, realistically?
40, 35, I don't know.
40, right? You know what I mean? 40. So like,
I think it's probably still 60, 70, but it's offset by the child mortality rate, but it's still like, probably right. 70s.
So 60, 70. Now, this guy, let's say he gets lowered. As soon as they can't see him, he's screaming. They bring him back up. He's got white hair. He's frail. He's and they go, he aged 30 years. Well, like, you know, there's like the, what is it? Marie Antoinette syndrome where your hair can go white. I think that's what it's called. And it's from fear or immense stress. And they said that happened to her, I guess, back in the day.
Okay.
But if that's something that happened, like, maybe it's not his hair went gray and he aged 30 years. Maybe it's his hair turned gray. He looked like he aged 30 years because of the hair. Like maybe everything else looked the same. But when someone comes up, if I all of a sudden ducked my head and came back up with gray hair, you'd be like, holy shit, this guy looks like he's a silver fox and he's aged 30 years.
I see what you mean.
Ready? But it's just gray hair. So I'm thinking it's not... I don't think it's the two things. I don't think it's gray hair and age 30 years. I think he came up with white hair. So they're like, it appears as if he's aged 30 years, but because of the silver hair, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I don't think how he's all like coming up like an old man now. I think it's,
like, you know, those pictures of the guys that went off to fucking World War One, the before and after, and they come back and they look like they fucking aged 10 years. I think that's kind of what they're referencing. Like, not,
yeah,
he comes up like a fucking, you know what I mean? He's gone forward in time and is elderly all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, no,
I think the experience is what's,
I thought of it as, like he got lowered in to a different timeline or something. And he got age,
oh, that's
age
interesting.
Progressed. That's when I first read it, I thought about that. Well, if you're thinking portal to hell, I mean, it seems impossible to have.
It's a fucking portal. Like, if it's some sort of like gravity well or something where it's affecting time and itself, dude, right? Maybe he's screaming because he's stuck in this hell, you know, essentially like purgatory for however long till they pull him back up. But for us, it's 5 minutes. For him, it was 35 years.
Because it doesn't make sense. Like, a hell, they always say hell's deep. Oh, it's deep down in the earth. Like, nothing's living down there, but
except for the lizard people.
Well, that we'll get to that another case file. We still haven't done the reptilians overlords, but we're going to get to it eventually. But if you think about it, you drop down in the hole, and maybe it's more of like a interdimensional rift. It's not like you're not just going to drop 100 feet and be in hell. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe you drop 100 feet and
howdy, Satan. Yeah, like,
you go just out of sight and you see hell.
Hell is closer than you think.
Remember, call before you dig.
So that's when I read it, I thought like maybe that was, because like people talk about there's points on earth that are like, they're like supernatural hot spots. Like, we talk about like Skinwalker Ranch and like other places that seem like crazy activity of some kind. Maybe this, yeah, portal to hell wasn't really a portal to hell, but it was just like more like a gateway or something. And then when you get stuck between, and or you peered into that dimension, which is hell, but it's whatever, it's a dimension with fucking, instead of human people with soft skin, it's humanoid people with bat wings and fangs that are going to kill you. And he peered into that and they pulled him back and he scared himself 30 years forward.
So it's not a red guy with fucking horns on his head trying to stick pineapples up your ass.
I'm not saying,
like,
it's not.
The interesting thing is, we also don't, they still don't know like how deep the hole is or what's in the hole to this day, from like what I read. Am I wrong about that?
You mean to tell me they're not still recruiting convicts that are going to fucking jail for life to lower down in this fucking hole?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, they've probably run out of convicts. And it'd probably be difficult to access the hole at this point, because when the chapel was built within the castle, the chapel was actually located directly on top of what that hole, and they covered it with like limestone slabs, mm-hmm, in order to seal the hole, whether that was an engineering choice or, you know, a demon hunting choice. I'm not sure.
So you're telling me there's not some like creepy rich German guy that owns his castle now that's putting out fucking ads and like the classifieds. And welcome to the scariest castle in all of the world. You're going to come and get lowered into this man's hole.
Jack Unterweger's castle?
Yeah, it's number one good castle. You can't just go into the hole. You have to do the rituals first. You have to stimulate the hole. Maybe lubricate the hole a little bit first, and then you can go in the hole.
Well, it's funny you say that, because in World War II, like, the Nazis actually occupied this castle, because they, like, we all know how fascinated they were with the occult. So my mind instantly raced to, did they catch wind that this, you know, was potentially a port of the hell, and they were looking to make deals with the devil?
100%.
Dude.
100%. Well,
so, yeah, Hoesche Castle was actually confiscated by the German army and the regional staff in that area of the SS. And the generally accepted theory is that it was used as a repository for archiving, sure, documents, mainly of Jewish and Masonic books from Europe. But the Nazi occupation of Czechoslovakia took place from 1939 until 1945. So there's a lot of time in there to have something happen, right? Unfortunately, all the records, because as they were, we talked about this in Operation Paperclip, you know, Nazis were pretty good at destroying most of the records and all the evidence of what they had done when they were retreating. They were pretty good at that.
Could you imagine for a second? Let's imagine between 39 and 45, all the Nazis were doing were lowering people into this hole.
Oh, right? And studying.
Right? Lowering people in this hole? I'm telling you right now, Joseph Goebbels climbed out of that fucking hole. All right? I'll tell you that right fucking now.
It's one of those weird ones for me where I'm like, because we know the interest in the occult and stuff, and you hear all these stories, and these stories were obviously around before, you know, 39 and four, between that time period. So it's like right away, my interest is like, like Dan says, they destroyed basically all evidence of them being there. But what were they there for? Were they looking into this hole at all in hopes of maybe opening a portal or reopening it?
So there is another interesting bit to that story is that after the Nazis, you know, left the actual castle, it was discovered later that there were at least three Nazi soldiers who had been killed. They found the bodies, recovered the bodies of three Nazi soldiers who had been killed in the castle execution style.
Ooh. I wonder if they were like fucking sacrificed and lowered some organs down into the hole or something
I'm just warning you guys, I've got a really bad lightning storm going on here. My lights keep flickering.
Is it a lightning storm or is it something that came out of the fucking Zell's hole and coming again?
Maybe, potentially. So at any moment,
paranormally activated.
I'm
right
worried.
Now.
I keep hearing thunder. People are commenting, why does Brayden keep looking right? Drink every time. It's because the thunder is so fucking loud and the lightning keeps flashing.
Hey, buddy.
I'm worried about losing.
You're getting haunted. You're
here with your thunder buddies, all right? Don't be scared. Yeah.
You're getting
okay.
Thank you. Dude, thanks, you're getting paranormally activated right now is what's happening.
I think so too.
I was thinking that maybe these Nazi soldiers were executed. You know, Andrew, I like your thoughts were sacrificed. But when I had first thought of it, I thought maybe these soldiers were lowered into the hole, come back, and they weren't the same people when they came back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're right? Creating so super
they had
soldiers?
They had to be executed, right? Because it's not, they weren't soldiers anymore. They were like either possessed or, you know, they weren't in control or, you know, were delirious and
do you think that wild. Like I agree, like they could have went crazy and they'd have to, you know, figure out a way to, but you'd think they would contain them. You'd think they'd want to use them as weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you think like that's what they'd want, right?
Yeah, you can't lose crazy. Like imagine these people are like, you know, like exorcism, like carving their face and like
fuck yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, how do you control that?
Sedate them and
Andrew
let them loose.
Would be a terrible general.
Sedate those fuckers and just let them go.
Well, maybe, but that's the thing. It's like, they're just too wild. You know what I mean? So you would just execute them. But it's a very interesting thought because we know they were fascinated with the cult. So it's like, what were they doing in Husky Castle? What were they researching?
That's the Nazi lore. That's the Nazi lore is they were searching out supernatural places in order to like merge the supernatural with their science to create wonder weapons.
Any advantage. Yeah. Any advantage.
I'm picturing Nazi scientists being like, we have designed the very first radio guided rockets. It can be set within a mile of their target without having any guidance whatsoever. And like you can launch them and fire and forget them and it will go straight to the target.
And Hitler's like
Now we have these three crazy people over here that we lowered into a hole and they're carving upside down crosses into their face. And you know, what about those?
Perfect,
like, yeah, let's go with those.
Let's take the crazies. We're going to take them and we're going to put them in a basket and we're going to fly over the places and we're going to drop the crazy people. It is number one good plan.
He's like, you had me at hole.
Now we say about the Nazis using it, but like at this point, they would either had to like hammer up the floor to access the hole, because at this point it would have been overbuilt, would it not, in the 40s?
Yeah,
the chapel would have been there. Yeah,
yeah.
So still relatively intact.
So yeah, if they heard the lore, they would have to go in, hammer up the floor, because now that it's been repaved, and now if you go on a tour, you can actually tour the castle. And people still claim, if you listen on the floor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if they covered up the hole, what if it was something that, you know, because this castle was never or never seemed to be meant to be permanently occupied. That's why they never put a kitchen. Mm. That's why they never put any bathrooms, whatever. They didn't put anything there to indicate that this is a place that you were going to stay for a long period of time. You know, maybe they never meant for anybody to stay there for a long time. Right. And then, you know, if you stay there for a long time, you know, stuff happens. You know, your mind starts to go.
What happens if this fucking castle was created by a fucking Zelznick here? That's a let's say vampire. He doesn't need a fucking kitchen.
It's true.
He needs victims. He needs people to be locked in this place with him. All the fortifications are made to keep people inside, not from keeping people from getting inside.
So whoever built the castle, it was a prison.
Fucking Czechoslovakian Dracula.
Dude, if you think about it, if you go with the lore, and it used to be built, it was built more like a prison than a fortification, everything facing inwards. So you bring people in there. At this point, maybe in the past, the floor was not sealed, and whatever built this
castle. It's an open hole, yeah.
Would he be Czechula?
Czechula?
Count
Czechula?
That's awesome.
Count Czechula, that's a good one. I like that.
I dig that. That's great.
Count Czechula's in there. He's trapping prisoners.
Hey, Dan, whatever meds they got you on, just keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them pumping.
Keep taking them, man.
Yeah, what do you got on? What do you? What did they put you on?
You get ibuprofen.
You get oxys?
He's got uppers, downers.
They gave me oxy, but they're like, you probably don't want to take these because it'll probably more than likely make you constipated. And since the appendix is over there near your colon, that won't be any fun.
But they gave them to you anyway?
Yeah, they're like, if the pain is so bad, then do that. But they're like,
if anyone in Virginia area is looking for oxys,
any opioids are going to constipate you. Any type of opioids are going to make you constipated. It's not fun.
Yeah. So I was like, I almost cracked yesterday and the day before, like right before bed, I was just like, I just want something to help me sleep. I didn't. Just ibuprofen. We're good.
Now the
alcohol
other
and K-pop.
We wanted to bring this up. The one apparition that is constantly said to be seen there throughout the years, I really wanted to touch on this only because of how ridiculous it sounds, is some sort of human, frog, and bulldog hybrid.
What?
Now, hold on. Now, for a second, I just wanted to... When I read that in the article, I think it was like Week in Weird or something, Weekly Weird, where that article is... where it says that, I took a pause because I went, well, one, a bulldog, a frog, and a human are all very like, all right, these are all very unique things.
Yep.
So how the fuck does this thing look? Because it's got to have, I guess we can all agree right now, it has to have the head of a bulldog. Because if it doesn't have the head of a bulldog, you would just say dog, probably. Right, like a body of a dog. So it's got to have the head of a bulldog.
It's true.
Why? If it had a frog head, you'd physically
you wouldn't call it a bulldog.
Head.
You wouldn't. If it had a frog head and a dog body, you wouldn't say, I saw something that was half frog and I'm going to say bulldog. You would say half fucking dog.
Because you're just seeing the feet or the body. You're not seeing, because the bulldog's decisive feature is its face.
It's his face.
Yeah,
that's a very unique feature.
Its little fucking fat body with his little stubby ass tail and all that.
Okay, all right. Let's go with that. Then where do you get the human? He's just got some human butt cheeks on the end.
He's got dude arms.
Dude arms.
Two
juicy
arms.
Two juicy
hands.
Two juicy cheeks on the back. Yeah. Like, is that a man's ass?
Easy.
You're getting back to the juicy cheeks.
Yeah,
just like the fucking thick aliens. Relax. Get that shit out of your system, man.
It's my favorite part.
Guy's got a butt fetish here. You just fucking tone her down.
But I couldn't picture how this thing would
juicy
look.
Juicy cheeks.
Three human, a human, sake. Frog. Well,
they can't be ass cheeks. They can't be just normal ass cheeks.
It's gotta be juicy.
Like, fuck. Well,
that's the
guy's salivating
over
here.
That they're human.
That's how you know they're human. Because you give it a look as it runs away and you go, God damn.
I don't know.
How else? Okay, tell me how a
those
hybrid of a
gorilla cheeks. Those are human cheeks.
Those are human
cheeks. The juicy, the two cheeks.
Because you're like, that's a bulldog face. I recognize that. That's a frog ass body.
Well, I mean, like, listen, if you're creating a monster and you're combining a bulldog and a frog, right? You're obviously going to want to use the frog's fucking lower half because you're going to have the fucking sweet jumping ability.
Yeah, you get the high.
That's okay. What sells it for me.
Yes. So then you're just two human arms?
Ooh, wait. You could have a little fucking bulldog body and then have the frog head because then you have the fucking sweet tongue.
There's no way there's a dog body and someone's going, that's a bulldog body. They're going to say the body of a dog.
I agree. And you're not going to look at it. I mean, unless
it's the head, it's so unique. The head has to be the bulldog.
What kind of bulldog are we talking about? Like an English bulldog? Like
hold on. I got it. It's a bulldog head on a fucking battle toad body. Like stand it upright.
Right? Well, that would make sense because then it's like you're saying bulldog, frog, human.
The battle toads
are frogs, but with human bodies.
Yep.
Yeah, except a bulldog head. And some sweet ass cheeks.
Let's go with that. Bulldog head. Battle toad body with some juicy cheeks. That's the cryptid we're talking about here.
Ooh.
It's not the portal to hell, it's the portal to that fucking bike level in that fucking game.
Brayden's sweating, man.
Is it hot in here?
Oh fuck.
Oh.
Where are we? Oh, we're talking about the cryptid that everyone sees.
We're talking about
juicy
now.
Cheeks, Zell.
Juicy cheeks.
In all honesty, I think that was a misquote from the article because everywhere else it says hybrid human bullfrog, and I think that one article was like human frog bulldog, and I'm like, those three things don't mix very well. But a human and a bullfrog, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. A battle toad.
There's some other mention of human hybrids like represented in art around the chapel and things. One of the things I came across in a couple of the articles I did for the research, they talked about this image which I looked up and I looked at it and people in some of the articles were like, oh, this is a half human, half horse. It's a centaur woman aiming an arrow at a human target. But when you actually look at the picture, like if you look at it, it really just looks like a picture from a hunting. It looks like a hunter with like their hunting dog of some sort. Like
hunting
it's not,
dog?
I don't know. But those people maybe misinterpreted some of those representations on the frescoes and stuff. But I'm like, there's no way I would be like, that's definitely a centaur.
Okay. Before we get any farther, I'm empty. I need a new beer. So let's take a quick beer break and we'll continue with the Hauska Castle. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back. All right. We're back with Hauska Castle.
A little bit of a long break there. We got in some after hours in the break.
Yeah, went a little after hours in the break. I've had a few beers.
Yeah.
Having some fun.
That happens.
Yeah.
So we mentioned the central piece of Hauska Castle being its chapel. The chapel has a couple of remarkable features about it. One of the other things that is that the chapel is actually dedicated to the Archangel Michael, people are familiar with Michael's work. It is confronting the armies of hell in order to fight the demons, you know, in the Last Judgment and things like that. So it's like
he's the one with the flaming sword, right?
Yeah, he's a fitting angel that you want to put there if you want to fight back demon
seal
armies
up the
of hell.
Portal of hell. Yeah,
wasn't he actually like before Lucifer fell? Wasn't he the number two to Lucifer before, like the Archangel Lucifer? Like the wasn't he right hand of Jesus? And then he fell, and then Michael became the leader of Hell's legions.
Probably depends on which
religion you're talking about.
I don't know if you're reading Paradise Lost or it's like Michael's always been around. Michael's the one who he cast Adam and Eve out of.
He's watching Diablo 3.
What storybook are you referring to? Which piece of fiction are you talking about?
This is Diablo storyline.
No, this might be a Seventh-day Adventist cult thing to keep you in line. I can't really remember. If I go back, way back, I'd probably figure it out. But either way.
I mean, we could talk about the levels of angels on another podcast if you wanted to do that. Like the classification of angels. That's always really cool.
The lore, yeah.
But yeah, so he's you know mostly considered the one who's going to be standing against the armies of hell. So yeah, if you want to seal a hellhole, you'd probably put Michael on top of it. You'd probably put your best dude on top of it.
Oh, I
so that
think
seems kind of strange.
I was thinking about Tyriel from Diablo, actually, now that I think back.
Yeah.
Tyriel. My bad.
Okay, Tyriel is not on the frescoes that I know of.
No, he's not.
He'd probably be easily recognizable. But so if you reach back into the history of Hauska Castle, there are a lot of stories that it's a little bit difficult to kind of separate fact from fiction. But the thing is, a lot of these stories are not really contested. The story about the prisoners, the story about the Hellmouth, like all of this is generally accepted as like genuine either folklore that people would be like, yeah, that's probably true. Nobody says it's completely wrong or that's not why they built it here.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, there's no one contesting the fact that it's a strange place to put your castle. Like it's a very, you know, some of these things don't really add up. One of the stories that I found in one of the sources that I did research for this podcast was that there's a story about a Swedish mercenary leader named Oronto, which
that sounds like a badass
good name.
Yeah, which is a good name that you can't find anywhere.
Anywhere.
Every time I typed it in, it was like, Oronto, and then I was like, okay, can't find anybody named Oronto, and I'm like, Oronto Swedish mercenaries, and it's like Toronto Swedish cuisine
meatballs.
I'm like, okay, so Toronto gateway to hell, maybe.
Right now it seems like could be shifty.
But this, the story goes that this this Swedish mercenary leader was said to have been a bit of an alchemist and a dabbler in the black arts as well. Took his soldiers and they occupied the castle at some point, I think during or a little bit after the 30 Years' War. And so you had these soldiers pretty much like raising hell, you know, besides the Hellmouth, but raising additional hell in the towns and the surrounding villages of Huska Castle. And it got to such a point that the town villagers got fed up with it, and at least two brave hunters stepped forward in order to try and sneak up to Huska Castle in the middle of one of the nights, and they were said to have shot Oronto through a window while he was working in his laboratory to discover some type of elixir for eternal life. Yes, this is a real story that somebody wrote down, and I can't confirm any of this. I think it would be easy if the guy's name.
You're
going
to have to sell your gallbladder too before you learn that information. Like, to me, when I read that, I was like, how did they know? They shot him through the fucking window. How do they know he was working on the elixir of life? Of eternal life, because wouldn't they have to like go in there and like ask him some questions? They just shot a man through the window. They're like, yeah, he was working on the eternal elixir of life while we shot him.
He must
like,
have been.
It must have been.
Yeah, I only found that story at one source, and I couldn't confirm it anywhere else. Maybe it's in some sort of Czech document. That's written in Czech and it hasn't been translated or something, or some Swedish text that hasn't been translated to English. But I looked pretty hard and I couldn't find any record of a Oronto leader of some type of mercenary band.
I'll check with my ancestors. I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Make a few calls.
Yep.
Let's see if we can find this.
If I can track down that translator from 18 years ago.
And you'll end up in Toronto. So, yeah, so, you have all of these legends and these things that kind of stack on top of each other, making Huska Castle a really intriguing place, a really creepy and, spooky place. It draws in a lot of people even today it's a museum now, I'm pretty sure. It's like a park attract, not like a
you can go there
amusement park, but it's like a
attraction. It's a tourist
heritage site.
You can go on tours there.
Yeah, it's like a museum. It's a heritage site. It's an event location. They have concerts there with orchestras. I think maybe stage plays there at some points. Like you can go there and go hang out and whatever. And still people visit there probably predominantly are drawn by, because I don't think you would drive to a castle in the middle of nowhere unless it was haunted, because why else would you go to a castle unless it was haunted? I don't know.
There is no other reason why you would go there.
Yeah.
What?
No castle is worth its salt unless it's haunted.
I would be going to castles for sure. Just for, like, that's fucking amazing. I live in Canada. We don't have castles.
Andrew.
I've never seen a castle in real life.
Every castle.
You're trying to tell me the only reason we need to see a castle is because it's fucking haunted? Fuck that.
This is why.
As soon as I find out it's haunted,
How about this?
Holy fuck. Andrew's so full of shit. Every castle's haunted.
What do you mean?
How many castles have you been to in your life?
I was just going to say.
Zero.
Andrew.
I'm from Canada.
Every castle
we don't have castles.
Is haunted. So you can't go to any castle.
We have castles in Canada. We have castles in Canada.
We don't have castles.
There's one in Victoria.
There is.
No, it's not.
They're not as old, but
it's haunted. That's why you haven't wanted to go.
It's 100 years old. That's not a fucking castle,
dude. I went to like when I did that hockey tour when I was way back on the same trip. I think I went to probably like a dozen because the only thing to do in that part of Europe is go to castles. That's like
you were also underage.
No, I was actually in that part of Europe, 16 is the drinking age. That was my first strip club I ever went to was in Prague.
So what you're saying is it's strippers or castles?
Strippers or castles. That's all you got. That's all you got when you're in Eastern Europe like that. That's what it is. And they're all haunted too, the castles.
The strippers?
Well, the strip clubs probably, I don't remember, but I would imagine if you went there after hours when there was no music and stuff, you would experience some shit, probably.
If you got to pay extra, though.
Well, they charge for everything over there. Strip club, $5 to get in, $5 to go pee.
Really?
No, not to go pee, but same thing.
How was the buffet? How was the afternoon buffet? Was it good?
It was late night strip club, but I'm sure the afternoon buffet was top notch. But anyways.
That's fair.
What were we talking about?
Castles, so you have people coming to this castle
strippers.
Still in modern day. I remember watching, like, I know somebody suggested this topic for our podcast, like the Huska Castle, and I didn't know what it was at first, or I didn't recognize the name. But then when the more I looked up about it, I was like, oh, no, I've seen something like this. I've seen something about a castle in near Prague.
I put it on our list. It was on our list.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was on our list. But I was like, no, I've seen this before we even made the list. Like, I had seen it. And it was from Ghost Hunters International that they had actually done an episode there.
Right.
And I've watched too much of that show. And and they did an episode where they went to Huska Castle.
What'd they find?
Well, I remember, what were they looking for when they were there? I watched it a long time ago and I haven't watched it recently. I should have watched it again. But Brayden said he watched it recently.
I watched it today.
Yeah.
It was very interesting because the current curator of the castle, he talks about the lore of the castle, basically everything we've talked about, but they still see apparitions to this day. In one of the rooms, they see like a hooded monk figure, all black, like a shadow that only walks in like a certain direction, certain path. They see tons of like fleeting glances of like apparitions. They hear screams. So the ghost hunters, they set up all their gear.
You pay. You play Phasmophobia now. You need to know all these terms. You know these things.
Yeah, they're using their EMFs. Their motion sensors. They got their salt down. They're writing books. They're smudging. All that stuff. But they gathered some pretty I'm not one to watch Ghost Hunter shows, but even after watching this, I was like watching their stuff and like the audio clips they got and even some of the video. I was like, this is a creepy place. This is still a creepy place. And they were like, yeah, there's paranormal activity here.
Oh, so their findings were it's still activated. Still haunted.
It's still paranormally activated. They had audio clips. They were hearing sounds. Very creepy stuff.
Well, I know people report if you can listen, you can hear like this sometimes the scratching underneath the chapel floor, as like so the portal to hell or whatever, the portal to the interdimensional rift, hell rift, let's say, is still active, but they can't get through. Either because the limestone or whatever stone they used, as we talked about at the start, is actually like a demon, like it's been like an imbued stone, or it's just a stone that they can't get through. It's too thick.
Or it's mice.
No, Dan.
Demice.
Demon Nazi mice.
Demon Nazi mice.
Demon Nazi mice.
Got it.
That's the only explanation. That's only makes sense.
Like now, what are you guys' thoughts? Why build a castle? Why build a castle in the middle and over a hole? Zell, why don't you start tonight? Or Andrew, if you want to go.
I genuinely think they believed that was the fucking portal to hell.
But why? Why do you think they believe that? And why would they build the castle over it?
Because I think there could have potentially been some mysterious fucking things happening. Like the original story, we didn't really touch much, but like from what I understand, Dan can probably correct me, but like the initial people that attempted to build on that property, they were building and then they uncovered this fucking hole in the ground that just like, I guess the ground separated and they found this hole and they're like, hey, we need to stop digging. This is fucked. Right? Like, I guess the guy was initially building the castle for his son. You know what I mean? And out of nowhere, this giant pit pops up and it's bottomless. They don't understand. And then suddenly we have these strange happenings around the fucking city. Like, and we know that these ancient people were quite superstitious. They're like, not a little stitious, superstitious. Okay. So, you know what I mean? Like, I really do believe that they think they uncovered the fucking portal to hell. And that's why they built this fucking fortress that protected, you know what I mean, the outside from the hole. And then especially when they dropped these fucking guys down there and had them come out shit in their pants. And like that one gentleman who looked like he aged 30 years, went hysterical, got checked into a psych ward and died 2 days later from a heart attack. Like that's fucking crazy.
That's true.
What are the chances of that? Right? Like that's terrifying. I'm not saying that it's not the portal to hell. I mean, but I'm saying the people who built the castle, at least the castle that we know today, the second, you know what I mean? The second attempt at building that castle, believed that it was a portal to hell. And that's why, you know what I mean? It looks the way it is.
I can see that. Yeah. Dan, what are your thoughts? Why build this castle in the middle of nowhere over this hole?
So yeah, there's a tons of questions in there that it's just like, it's not a real smart place to build a castle. Also, it's a castle that is not meant to be lived in, or it doesn't seem to be. There's no kitchen. There's no place to like make food. There's no place for like permanent residence, you know? So why would you build it? From all accounts, I think Ottokar II, the original builder of the, or thought to be the original builder of the castle, or who had commissioned its construction, was one of the more successful rulers of the of Bohemia at the time. Maybe he was building it just for like ostentatiousness. I don't know. Again, they said it was like an administration thing, but there's still so much that's weird about it. Like it's just the most enduring stories about that place, and which all seem to be pretty much accepted fact. It's not like the people from the tourism board of Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic are disputing the facts that it's like it's a gateway to hell. Nobody say that. They seem, if anything, to embrace that legend that it's like this is very, yeah, this place is located on a gateway to hell. That's, and if you ask them that, they'll be like, yeah, it could be. I don't know. Sure. Yeah. Like,
so here's a quick question. I know I already had my turn, Dan, but what do you think? Like, let's say they were originally building this fucking castle. They uncovered this hole, and that's why there's no kitchen or anything in it, because the guy's like, okay, there's a portal of hell here. This is fucking crazy. We need to stop building this as a livable fucking castle, and we need to build this as a fortress to protect the rest of the world.
Well, I also had the theory floating around in my head that it's like the stories of people disappearing in the holes into the hole was actually more of a, hey, we found this great hole. You know, Jim from down the lane who likes to feed his goats at fucking 4 a.m. Yeah, let's toss that fucker in the fucking hole. We got a big old hole. Nobody's ever gonna find him down there.
It's a spite hole.
Spite hole.
We just throw in thy neighbor.
Yeah, fuck him. Hey, you know what? It'd be way easier to toss someone in a hole than accuse them of being a fucking witch. No trial, no nothing. Hey, Jimmer, have a look down that hole. It's pretty fucking wild. See ya, bud.
Whoops.
Yeah. I mean, I like you that. Have a nice convenient like hole, and it's like, it's a nice place to get rid of people that you don't like.
It's in the middle of the woods.
Middle of the woods.
That's true.
So that was,
but then Jim comes climbing out of there. Too,
but I had a couple thoughts floating around in my head. One, like the first thought was, I kind of imagined it being, I don't know what could do this, but you know, we know like gases and stuff are released sometimes from these deep wells that open up in the Earth's core, Earth's crust because of an earthquake, that if it was something where these people were getting close and these people were like getting too, you know, there was some sort of gases releasing from this vents and they were getting fucked up and acting crazy. So they built this over that hole. This was me trying to like normalize it. And then they built this castle over this hole because they didn't know what was happening at the time. Whereas maybe in today's time, we'd say it opened some sort of vent in the Earth's crust that was releasing this gas. People were breathing it in, kind of acting a little fucky. Who knows? But then I also thought, my other thought was on the supernatural side, as I was like, you know, there's all these places on Earth where we have these very wild stories of these demons. Like I think of Skinwalker Ranch and all these other portals around Earth, and none of them coincide with like time wise. So just like the poles shift, maybe whatever this is, this like dimensional rift that opens up shifts around the Earth. And at one point in time, it was at this point at where Huska Castle was located. And these people were seeing these things, very similar to how people were seeing, you know, skinwatchers and apparitions and what they thought were UFOs at Skinwalker Ranch. And they were like, it's coming from this hole. So if we build something over it, hopefully it will contain it. And they built it and they thought that worked. But in reality, what happened is that whatever this dimensional rift was had shifted to somewhere else on the planet. That's kind of where like my brain was going to. Just because of all the weird stories of these creatures and, you know, you don't, other than, you know, the ghost stories that you hear now, you're not hearing the same kind of stories that are like back in the day that are like historical. Like this is what happened. They were seeing these winged beasts, these fucking bulldog frogmen. Right, that stuff isn't happening anymore. Bullfrog, so that man, to me says, yeah, like
they just be bullfrogman.
Bullfrogman, yeah. No, but it's a bulldog. Bulldog frogman.
A bulldog frogman.
Just take the bull, then use the frog, and then call
whatever
him
in. So happens is like whatever this rift is, where this, you know, maybe the weakening between the dimensions, it shifts around Earth, right? And so it's different places. Like perhaps right now, let's say this is happening at all times. Perhaps right now it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, Northern Canada, where there's no population to witness these events. And unfortunately for Czechoslovakia in this time,
wait, didn't you guys just have a giant hole village, like open up like over in British Columbia?
We found they found an extremely deep hole, but there's so far no reports of paranormal.
I'm not saying it's necessarily the hole that's, I'm just saying it, maybe it's a coincidence that these things were happening around there and there happened to be a hole there. And they, like, people in that day were like, they got to be coming from the hole because they're coming from nowhere and they can't fathom that. They're like, they can't come from nowhere. It must be from this hole, but maybe it was a dimensional rift.
How are you continuing on with your theory when you just found out there's some fucking hell hole in British Columbia in our fucking province here?
It's not a hell.
Where is this hole?
Have you ever been to Fort St. John? Have you ever been to Fort St. John? The whole place is a fucking hell hole.
Why would I be there? Where is this hole?
They wouldn't release where it is. It's the deepest hole in North America or something that they found.
What? Jesus
Christ. I got to get out of here. I'm out.
They actually wouldn't, they would not release the exact location because they didn't want people flooding into the area where this hole was found. But yeah
Braden, this is a hellhole.
It's a fucking hellhole.
You got a bunch of zealots wanting to go demons. Fucking see this hole and summon something.
So just like how the magnetic north shifts.
Yeah. Also these hellholes shift.
Like, yeah. Like maybe they shift with the magnetic north. I don't know. Like,
dude, Braden, that was you stole my theory without even knowing it, but that was exactly what I was thinking, as that there is these portals on Earth that maybe not just one at a time, but maybe multiple that seem to shift with the ages. And
yeah,
well, you know, it's not really a theory. It's actually real life because I was the last one to come out of that hole of the Zell spawn.
You just made a new one.
And I just made a new one in BC where I live, conveniently, is the new Zell spawn hole. But
conveniently for you, not for anybody
else. For everyone, actually. Just wait. We do good things. We do good things. We make podcasts. We play guitar. We drink a little bit of blood, but not a lot. Just enough that it's okay.
Keep the Hellmouths in Sunnydale, where they have a fucking badass slayer. Keep them out of British Columbia, where they have a fucking pussy like me that is terrified of demons coming out of them.
No, but seriously, think this castle is built in the middle of nowhere. It makes no sense to spend the amount of resources it would have taken, and the amount of builders and the amount of like food it would have taken.
It's not like housing. It was an easy task.
It was not an easy place to build, kind of in the middle of nowhere on a slope, maybe over top of a hellhole. Let's go with that. They built. We don't really know how it was originally constructed because there's no real records. There's kind of hearsay and like legends, but maybe it started with they built like an exterior perimeter facing inwards was the defenses to keep. So whatever, they're fucking bow and arrowing these fucking demons that come out. And then eventually they built the thing in the middle and clogged it up.
Here's the thing. I instantly was thinking of shit like Chicken Pizza, where we went to.
Right.
What's Chicken Pizza built over? A fucking hole.
Reservoir. Yeah.
That's right. A reservoir.
A cenote, right? Like, why there? Why? So maybe that area was paranormally activated. Maybe that's why these spots are built in a way, and like the structures are the way they are because they realize the containment's better.
I just got it. I'd crack the entire world's conspiracy. All these ancient structures. That has nothing to do with anything except plugging demonic holes in the earth. Great Pyramid of Giza, plugging a hole. And then the hole keeps shifting. Hole keeps shifting. They keep building a new fucking landmark there, plugging it up. Nailed it.
So what did we build then? Could that have been the fucking the World Trade fucking center? That's what we built over that. And then it got destroyed. So they could release the fucking demons.
The demons.
And that's why we have 2020 just running a fucking muck.
Well, if you really want to stretch it,
that was like 2001.
It was a little while ago.
Yeah, but listen, that was the rot. Like I'm telling you, 2020.
I don't know. Those are the theories. It's a fucking, it's a demon hole. What are you going to do? They're continuing.
If anyone's been there, I mean, because you can visit this place. If you've visited there, I mean, it's definitely on my list of where to visit once we hit 12,000 Patreon supporters. until then, it's just a pipe dream. Why don't we get into a little bit of space news? Asteroid. Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Apophis has a slim chance of hitting us in 2068. So live it up because we're done. We're dead. 2068, we're done.
Slight chance of hitting us.
Yeah.
2068, yeah. Fucking dead by then.
Are we going to be dead?
I will be.
Yeah, we're all probably going to be dead.
Well, it's actually like originally Apophis was supposed to be in 2029. And that was the big one originally. But now they're saying like 2029, not close enough to worry. However, 2068, more likely. So we'll still be alive, I think.
Isn't that the bad guy from Stargate, Apophis?
Apophis is some type of Greek god, is it not?
I think he's an Egyptian god, but an
Egyptian god.
I'm pretty sure he's also the bad guy in Stargate SG-1.
So if Apophis hits Earth in 2068, it would hit with the blast larger than an atomic bomb.
Just one bomb or like a million bombs?
It just says one bomb.
One bomb.
One bomb. So anywhere it would hit like in a...
It doesn't say what bomb, but it's also a 1 in 150,000 chance. So,
yes. Well,
there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
The universe, unexpectedly, the universe is getting hotter and hotter as it expands. Well, if the universe is anything like Earth, we keep getting hotter too. So...
Nothing.
So no surprise there.
Is what you're saying? We can't stop climate change if the universe is getting hotter.
Well, if the universe just said it.
The
universe is getting hotter. So why are we worried about the Earth getting hotter? Nothing. Because the universe. Can we control the universe? I don't think so.
Well, not yet.
We're only a type. What are we? A type one civilization?
Well, the
unit zero.
We're zero.
We're like
until we're
0.5.
Nothing.
So 0.5 or something. Doesn't matter. When we figure out finally crack the universe code, it's all a hologram. It's not going to matter. We can change it at will.
Yeah. We just need a Neo.
Yep. No worries.
SpaceX launches 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. This has been the first full-fledged taxi flight for NASA by a private company. The SpaceX Dragon capsule is going to be there till late spring, until it returns home. Very interesting. Like we're in the new age space race here.
Private space travel.
It's awesome. This is unreal. Right? Like it's.
Yeah, having private companies instead of like wholly state-backed. Space.
It's way more accessible.
Yeah.
Especially at reusing rockets. Man, just reusing like the big stage, like the first stage rocket, like the actual big booster is huge. Like that's saving you millions and millions and millions of dollars every launch reusing that thing. Super cool.
Here, and the thing is, I'm like, with things like this happening where you have private, you know, companies bringing people to bringing astronauts to the space station, it's only bringing me closer to my life goal of one day, all I need, I don't need a lot.
Just to view
Earth from space. That's it.
I'm not going to lie. I have a savings fund just for that already. I've been slowly saving. I know.
Is it called your savings fund? Because that's what mine's called.
mine's called space fund.
Space fund.
It's currently $600 in it.
I don't care if I'm 70 years old. As long as I get to fly up there and just look down on Earth and for a second feel 0G gravity in space, I can die happy, man.
Life complete. Agreed. That'd be so dope.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Andrew's like, no. I won't even go to a castle on Earth. Listen,
just the Lions need to win the Super Bowl. I'll be happy.
It's never going to happen. Forget about
it. Listen, it's got just as good of a fucking chance as you going to space, motherfucker.
And you start putting your money in the savings for the Lions Super Bowl account. You know, the Lions Super Bowl win, you know.
The minute they make the fucking playoffs.
Just use that for because the better chances you go to space.
I'll be giving hand jobs behind Burger King, saving up to go to the fucking Super Bowl. I'll tell you that right now.
And... In my last bit of space news, if you're listening to this now, it's probably late. If you're watching the live stream, the Leonid meteor shower peaks November 17th. So if you're listening to this, you know, after the fact, you probably missed it. But if you watched it, let us know if you saw it. Take some pictures. If you catch any pictures, any astrophotographers out there, take some pictures of some meteors. Let us know.
You had to go back to old school Braden Space News. That's not relevant.
Yeah.
While the podcast also, is released.
That great time specific.
No auroras.
Nothing blown up.
Yeah, why don't you fire up the UFO case file or the randomatron? Let's get a UFO
you
case file of the week going.
Dialing. I'm actually working on a new randomatron. Next couple weeks, shit. We'll have a new one. This one's getting a little outdated.
X4?
X4 is coming, and it's packing new stories, new segments, new everything. Just wait for it. It's coming.
Sick.
Is Illuminati Confirmed going to be on there?
Possibly there will be a segment called Illuminati Confirmed, but not confirm nor deny that yet, but it's coming.
Unbelievable.
It's coming.
Again, if you want to share your UFO story, email us at alientheorists@gmail.com. In the subject line, write randomatron story. If you want me to use your name or not use your name, make sure that's the first line in the story.
Or you'll be called Jason Bourne.
Don't use my name or you're Jason Bourne. This, for the record, I'm just going to say this is from Jason Bourne. Hello from Linden, Washington, USA. I hope all of you are doing well. In the true spirit of ATT, I've had a couple beers and wanted to say how much I've enjoyed your podcast. I've discovered you guys out of the blue about 2 months ago, and since then have listened to every podcast. Wow. I want to share my brief and only potentially ET experience with you. That's too loud.
Better?
It's better. One night, when I was sitting with my girlfriend, now wife, big mistake, and talking outside, I felt my eyes drawn to a particular star. It didn't stand out from the other thousands, but this one took my interest. As I was pondering the depth of our theological conversation, we are Christians, as I know y'all are fans of the Bible and whatnot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. After probably 20 minutes of just staring at this bright star and partnering religious attitudes within Christianity, this star did a spiral similar to the Fibonacci sequence and zoomed away. Within seconds, I told my wife what I saw, and she chalked it up to demons.
Yes, as you do.
As one does. I don't know, dude. I wasn't raised a Christian and wasn't brainwashed and actually was quite hostile and aggressive to Christians. But after a shit ton of consecutive logical questioning and history, as well as personal experience of seeing healing, I became a Christian. And have definitely been changed for the better. The thing is, this was all because I love science and have a very analytical brain. I love space and science and languages. I speak English, Russian, Italian, decent Arabic, Spanish, and am familiar with many others. I suck at math, though. And I ask those questions in pursuit of truth. Seeing something like this, I just can't give it a simple answer like, oh yeah, it was demons. I wish that I had a cooler story to share, but that's it. Y'all are great. Thanks for the hours of entertainment and ponderous hypothesis. Life will find a way. Keep Bill Nye's eyes on the skies or whatever you say. from Jason Bourne. P.S. I love Andrew's stories of a friend's cousins, uncles, brothers, nephews, roommate, twice removed. As someone who is pursuing law enforcement and have many friends in the military as well as law enforcement, they are always interesting. Demons in the sky.
Demons.
I don't know why you say you need a better story. I mean, hey, it's demons, bud. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's demons. I mean, you saw some demons.
As a fellow Arabic speaker, I think that the explanation for demons, it's khara, and he'll understand that, but that's fine. Okay.
Gotcha.
It's I like the humble brag of I speak all these languages. No big deal. Not a big deal.
I mean, doesn't everybody?
But it's also, honestly, Jason Bourne, we love you. Thank you for writing in. But I also find it funny of like, I'm a man of science and I love analytical thinking, but I've become a Christian because I love the idea of looking at the skies and saying, there's demons up there.
Hey, I've never said I don't believe in a higher power. I grew up in a cult school and it really threw me off religion from a young age.
Listen, organized religion is stupid.
I'm 100% a fan of the Bible as stories go. As far as stories goes,
stories.
There's some pretty rad shit in there.
Good stories, I will give that. Good stories.
Wait,
you look up the story about David wanting to marry some dude's daughter, and the guy's like, "You need to bring me 200 foreskins of Philistines, and I'll let you marry my fucking daughter." David did it.
That's badass. It.
Savage.
Right? So
savage.
Don't tell me there's not cool shit in the fucking Bible.
No, man, I did the Christian thing for a long time. I get it.
Yeah, me too. I went to youth group.
Yeah, I did it.
You did get a youth group. I wouldn't call it Christian youth group. It was just fun.
It was Christian youth group.
Well, it was kind of Christian, but you pretty much just skateboarded and sang songs.
It was multi-level marketing. Listen. Monday nights was skateboarding and singing songs. And then on the weekends, if you leveled up, then they'd take you to... Then they let you know the secrets of Jesus.
Don't worry about it, Zell.
Secrets of the Christ.
Jesus is a friend of mine, okay, pal?
All right. I hope so.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Seems like a fun guy. Does magic tricks and shit. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Do we have a theorite of the week?
We definitely do. We got a fucking...
I also think she's listening live.
She fucking killed it.
She's nice.
I think...
100%.
She killed it.
We're she giving it to 100% killed it
this week at Julia Gomez Art on Instagram. What was her Discord handle?
Ooh, I'll look it up.
We
right
have
now.
That. It doesn't
matter. Jules or something. It starts with a J.
Jules, J O O L Z.
Yeah.
Either way, at Julia Gomez Art Instagram, she drew us as four South Park characters. Fucking amazing. You can find it on our Instagram, or we're going to post it in our Facebook group. It's unreal.
So good.
It was
so
phenomenal.
Good. So good. Other than being harassed with fucking comments on the Facebook group,
Andrew was drawn a little bit too tall.
Like, what the just fuck? Like, how short do you think I am, people?
I loved how she captured just the unamusement in your face.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Because that was me seeing the fucking comments and like writing names down and be like, all right, I'm going to choke this fucking guy out and this guy and this guy. I can't wait. Fuckers.
That was good though.
So, you cut Andrew deep.
Got him
thank
deep.
You, much. Julia Gomez.
Got him deep.
You know,
it honestly gave us a good laugh. Yeah, we really appreciated it. It was fantastic. You're amazing. And go check out her. I think it's Instagram at Julia Gomez Art.
Yep. That is
she does amazing work. It's awesome.
She is the weird artist mom, and she
weird
crushes.
Artist mom on Discord.
Yes, weird artist mom.
Yeah, she's fucking awesome. She crushed it.
So, loved it.
At Julie Gomez Art, you are the theorette of the week. We appreciate the support. That was awesome. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Facebook group, Discord, on Patreon, blah blah blah, all that good shit.
I've got a Mr. Conspiracy update.
Oh, let's hear it.
I was talking to Mr. Conspiracy. Mr. Conspiracy was talking to me. He's like, hey, I'd love to come on and do a power hour.
Yes.
But he's, as everyone knows, he's not a fan of the show.
He hates it.
In any sense of the word. Not a fan. So he hasn't listened to any of the episodes. So he said, if we give him a list of things that we have deemed power hour worthy for him, he's like, yeah, I'll come on and do a power hour. He's like, I just don't want to bring stuff to you guys that you've done that I don't know about. And I'm like, well, you can listen to the show and find it. I'm not doing that.
I'm telling you, can we send him some cue cards with each fucking subject on each one of them?
Yes, we probably could.
Classify whether they've been solved or unsolved.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'd love to get him back on, man. I miss that guy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you gave us an update, because when you don't tell us about him, I assume he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense to me.
He's in town. He's listened to a couple of the newer shows. He's liked them. He said he'd love to do another power hour.
Hell yeah.
He said the fact that we do power hours without him is ludicrous and unbelievable.
We dropped Mr. Conspiracy off the title of those power hours, though.
I know. So we should bring him back. Maybe we'll give him a list of some random topics can bring to us.
Dude, you have the computer to do it now. Before you couldn't do it. Now you can easily get two mics going. So
easily, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Dueling mics.
So that's our Mr. Conspiracy update. Let us know if you want it. If you want it, we'll do it. Like I said, this is some work for us.
It is.
For us to do a Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour, it's a lot of work for the four of us. So if you want it, we will do it. If you don't, we won't. It's fine.
The listeners want it.
Let us know.
We will do it.
Shoot us messages.
Yep. Let us know if you want it.
Hashtag Mr. Conspiracy. I don't know. If I can bring him back, I don't know. One more go.
One more go.
So what else we got? Theory of the week, that. Oh! Check, dude, we got some dope-ass new merch on our merch stores. I'm wearing it. Andrew's wearing it. Dan's wearing it. Zell's wearing it.
Woo!
Yeah! Honestly, my preference, I don't buy the classic tees. I buy the Tri-Blend weaves.
Yep.
Fuck, they're so nice. They're so comfortable. I love them.
Check it out. You can find all those links on our socials. Let's go to our link tree. You'll find merch tab, no problem. The last thing for this week, if you're not on our Patreon, supporting your favorite show, supporting your boys, get on there, Alien Theorist, or patreon.com/AlienTheoristPodcast, or find the link in the podcast description. This week's newest patrons, Devin Telly, Joseph, Miranda, donated at a weird tier, at a $20 tier, which actually does not come with anything. So
that's awesome.
Just a beauty. Just went up for no reason. We appreciate it.
Fuck yeah.
Pledged by Miss Murder.
Murder.
The theory of the week, Julia Gomez Art. Go check her out on Instagram. Jess. Michelle Hester. Sir Dubbinsley. My bad. Went up to $10 a month. We appreciate it. Bella Fernandez and Mike Oxlong. You are the newest supporters of the week. We appreciate it.
Stuff's getting really weird. We need to end the podcast.
The podcast is getting weird.
It's getting out of control.
We're having fun, though. Dan's got a fucking... His appendix is out. His stomach's about to explode. He needs to go
Dan,
to bed.
It's all normal. You're just seeing things because you're on painkillers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that could be true.
The ibuprofen's giving me hallucinations.
And that was, we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace, everybody.
Woo!